Advent, the promise of joy, the joy of Christmas. Christmas is a season often associated with joy. For me, one of the simple joys of this season is gathering with loved ones and to sing carols. There's something about the music, the shared smiles, and the reminder of God's goodness that fills my heart with joy. But the joy of Advent goes much deeper than carols, lights, or even time with the family. It's not dependent on traditions or circumstances. Instead, it's grounded in something unshakable, God's faithfulness and presence. Today, we're going to explore how Christ's arrival brings a joy that transforms our lives, a joy that we can experience and share no matter what challenges we face. Joy in the promise. Let's begin in Isaiah chapter 35. Where the prophet offers a stunning vision of restoration. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Yes, there will be an abundance of flowers and singing and joy. Isaiah paints this beautiful picture during a dark time in Israel's history. God's people were living in exile, surrounded by barrenness and brokenness. Yet through Isaiah, God gave them a promise of restoration. The wilderness would rejoice and the wasteland would blossom. This vision of renewal filled their hearts with hope and joy, even in the midst of their despair. Notice that this joy wasn't tied to their circumstances. They were still in exile when Isaiah spoke these words. Their joy came from the assurance of God's promise. The certainty that he had not forgotten them and that he was working to make all things new. We too can find joy in God's promises. Life might feel barren at times. We might face seasons of waiting, brokenness, or disappointment. But like the people of Israel, we can hold on to the promise that God is at work. His promises are true and his faithfulness never fails. As Isaiah 35:10 reminds us, those who have been ransomed by the Lord will return. They will enter Jerusalem with singing, crowned with everlasting joy. Sorrow and mourning will disappear, and they will be filled with joy and gladness. This is a joy that isn't fleeting or fragile. It's grounded in the eternal promises of God. Joy in fulfillment. Now let's turn to Luke chapter 1. Where we see joy erupting in the lives of Mary and Elizabeth. Mary, newly pregnant with Jesus, visits her cousin Elizabeth, who is pregnant with John the Baptist. As soon as Mary greets her, something extraordinary happens. At the sound of Mary's greeting, Elizabeth's child leaped within her, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. Elizabeth exclaims, "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." What a powerful moment. Both women were filled with joy because they recognized God's faithfulness. Mary was carrying the Messiah, the fulfillment of centuries of prophecy. Elizabeth was witnessing the arrival of the Saviour, and even her unborn child, John, leapt with joy. Their joy was rooted in the fulfillment of God's promises. They saw evidence of his hand at work and it filled them with gratitude and wonder. We may not always see the fulfillment of God's promises as clearly as Mary and Elizabeth did in that moment, but we can trust that God is always working. Even when we don't see the full picture, we can have joy in knowing that he is faithful to his word. Joy that overflows. The joy of Jesus is not meant to be kept to ourselves. It's a joy that overflows, transforming not only our hearts, but also our attitudes and actions. Look at Mary's response in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 and 47. "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour." Mary's joy led her to worship. It changed her perspective and gave her the strength to embrace her calling, even though it would not be an easy journey. For us, this kind of overflowing joy might look like gratitude in difficult times, kindness to those around us, or a willingness to serve others. It's the kind of joy that makes us stand out in a world often marked by despair and negativity. As we live in the light of Christ's joy, our lives become a testimony. People will notice something different about us, and they'll want to know the source of our joy. Cultivating and sharing joy. So how can we cultivate and share this joy in our own lives, especially during Advent? Spend some time in God's presence. Joy is a fruit of the Spirit, and it grows as we draw closer to God. Take time each day to read Scripture, pray, and reflect on God's promises. As we spend time with Him, He fills us with a joy that cannot be shaken. Choose gratitude. Gratitude shifts our focus from what's wrong to what's good. Make a habit of thanking God for His blessings, both big and small. As we practice gratitude, we'll find that joy begins to take root in our hearts. Share joy with others. Joy is contagious. Whether it's through a kind word, a thoughtful act, or simply a smile, small gestures can have a big impact. Think about who in your life needs encouragement and take a step to share God's joy with them this week. The joy of salvation. As we close, let's remember that the greatest joy of Christmas is the gift of salvation through Jesus. His arrival changed everything. Because of Him, we have the promise of eternal life, the assurance of God's presence, and a joy that nothing can take away. Let's celebrate that joy together as we lift our voices this season in carols and in worship. Let's allow the joy of the Lord to fill our hearts and overflow to those around us. Let's pray. Father God, thank You for the joy we find in Jesus. Thank You for Your faithfulness and the gift of Your presence. Help us to embrace this joy and share it with others this Advent season. May our lives be a reflection of the joy of salvation. And may that joy overflow to bring hope to a weary world. In Jesus' name, Amen. May God bless you and keep you. May you experience the joy of this Advent season. And may you know Him as your Lord and your Saviour. God bless.